feeling like.
Yeah, buddy.
It appears we've made it to a feel-good fry.
Yay, buddy!
Wow, what on earth? The date is May 9th, 2025. Logan,
yo,
question for you.
Okay.
Is it impersonal that for the third year in a row, I'm getting my mom Botox for Mother's Day? It's what she's. It's what she wants.
Absolutely
what she asked for.
Not impersonal.
Okay.
No, it's like... That it's the gift that keeps on giving. No, it's the gift that's a necessity. We do the same thing every year for Mother's Day. Also, we go to Brown's and get lobsters.
I know, I've been dying for an invite. I love that tradition.
Well, maybe you can do that with the Botox.
Yeah.
What's for your mama? So no, but
mother-daughter needles.
I think I think it's nice to do not the same thing every year, but like to know what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, that's good. I like the way you looked at that. You know, a tradition.
Yeah.
It's not creative. It's just what we do.
Yeah.
It's what we do. All right. Well, we wanted to relive some of the hilarity that ensued on yesterday's show. What a topic. What a time to be alive. I mean, hearing your stories about the crazy, ridiculous things your partner said or did in the delivery room, I loved it. And we're going to relive some of our favorite moments with you now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Good day to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. So Logan and I are taking your calls about the crazy things your partner did or said when you were in the delivery room, bringing new life into this world. 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you want to share what your partner said or did in the delivery room?
Yeah. So with my third child, it was actually a very quick labor. So we were shocked. But right when the doctor said, oh, you know, 2 more minutes and he'll be here. My son's father said, you've had 2 already. Just do it. You can push right through it. You got this. I'm like, it's not the same.
Oh, my God. So he acted like, hey, you've been here before. It's fine.
Yes.
It's like, it's hard every time, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, each one is different.
That's crazy. And he's kind of saying it like, come on, like, we've done this. Yeah, it's like, you haven't done anything.
Stop pretending.
Exactly.
That's crazy, Nicole.
Thanks so much for the call.
Hey, thank you so much.
Bye. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
So did you want to share what your partner said or did in the delivery room?
Now, mind you, you have to remember this is over 30 years ago.
Okay,
so
oh, God.
They let you go a long time. I was technically in labor for 32 days. Don't freak out. It didn't go far, but it was labor. And that day, they're inducing me. My ex was in the delivery room, well, in the room with us.
Yeah.
I hadn't been able to eat in 3 days, and he walked in with McDonald's and sat down and ate in front of me.
No, he did not.
He did.
Where is he supposed to eat?
Not in front of her. Yeah. In the hall?
Yeah?
No, right in front of me, in front of everybody else. He said, well, I was hungry.
Yeah. I'm sure you were.
Where is he supposed to eat? For real, he can't not be in the room. He's got to be in the room in case the baby comes. But if the man's hungry, why is he supposed to suffer?
Oh no, trust me, the baby wasn't coming. It was another 2 days before they finally took him. But
that's
yeah.
Right. I forgot this was a month and a half procedure.
That, which is crazy, by the way. Good Lord, are you strong?
No, they just kept telling me, oh, nature will take its course. Nature will take its course. Nature didn't like me.
Yeah, you said screw the nature. Where's the epidural?
Yeah, give me the epidural. Thank you for the call and for sharing your story.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I are loving hearing your stories about the ridiculous, hilarious, cringy things your partner said in the delivery room. Please keep these stories coming. 603-749-0975 if you'd like to chime in. Hi there, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Kristen.
Welcome to the show, Kristen. What's your tale?
So, my first son, I had been pushing for over 2 hours, and the doctor was finally like, okay, your next contraction, I want you to, you know, push this way. So the next contraction comes and my son's father gets in my face and says over and over and over again, push like you got to take a dump.
Oh, God.
Wait, who? The baby daddy said this?
Yes. Yep.
Was it helpful?
No. When the contraction ended, I started crying.
Yeah.
You're like, I am hating every minute of this. Get out of my face.
Wait, did the doctor say push like you got to take a dump? Like, why did the baby daddy pull that out of his you know what?
Because the doctor was explaining to me, you know, push like you're having a bowel movement.
Oh.
They do say that.
So time out. Why are we dragging the baby daddy? I mean, he was just giving the doctor's advice.
Well, not in my face over and over saying, push that you gotta take a dump.
You're like, I get it. It's not exactly the words that you want to hear as you're bringing new life into the world.
Over and over and over.
That's funny.
I love this. Thank you for the call, Kristen. We're still taking your calls at 603-749-0975 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rekira and Logan in the morning. We are having the most entertaining show, and truly it's all thanks to you for sharing your stories about the ridiculous, hilarious, cringy things that your partner said in the delivery room. Please keep these stories coming at 603-749-0975. Kathy, welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. How goes it?
Well, good morning, dolls. How are we?
Dolls?
Hello.
You're a doll and I'm a doll. All right. Do you think of that?
I don't know.
Beautiful.
I don't know. Let's see where the call goes, Kathy.
So I have a really good bunny for you. So when we had our first son, my husband is a constant joker. And he said after I gave birth to our son, is that going to go back?
Oh, my gosh. Like right after birth?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
I hate this so much.
Did the docs laugh? Did anybody laugh?
Well, yes, of course, that's what his intent was, but of course, you know, he got a good smack for me, so.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I'd like to know, what's the first thing, hey, you two, the two ladies that I got, you know, on the phone and with me, what was the first thing you said after the baby was out? What was the first thing you said?
Oh, thank God.
Thank God? Okay. What about you, Kira?
Well, I had just learned it was a girl.
Okay.
So I said her name to the room.
Right away? Just.
I said.
Her name is Gwen.
Steven said, it's a girl. And I said, and her name is Gwen to the
room. Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Because it was the only name we had.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it was pretty special. Thanks so much for making time for us today.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Love listening to you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Love you.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of Mother's Day approaching, Logan and I have been doing mom-related content all week long, and today's question of the day has brought us endless entertainment and joy. We're asking you to share your tales of the crazy, ridiculous, cringy things your partner said when you were in the delivery room at 603-749-0975. Hi, Beth. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. How goes it?
Hello. How are you?
We are well. We can't wait to hear your story.
Yes, so I have three children. My first labor was 36 hours. I was in terrible back labor, and my husband was sitting in the corner, and the nurse is like, well, she's having a contraction. He's kind of like, yeah, I'm over it. 36 hours.
Yikes.
He comes over and he's like, take one finger and starts rubbing my back. Like, dang, go away.
Just one finger.
But then with my third child, he was a boy, and as soon as the doctors, I'm having a C-section, and the doctors are in there, and they're like, oh boy, he's in there tight, and they're pulling him around. All of a sudden, I look at my husband, and he's passed out cold against the IV pole, eyes wide open.
Wait, he passed out?
Said, he did. I said, I think my husband needs help. The anesthesiologist, my husband's very small. The anesthesiologist is this great big, you know, 6'7" football player, I think. And he picks him up like a baby and puts him on a stretcher.
Time out. How did this happen? How did he pass out after two already? On the third one?
I don't know. It was an early morning. He had too much coffee, and I have no idea, but he had just been done asking why there were so many people in the delivery room. And I'm like, well, now five of them are tending to you. So the doctor's like, all right, let's give him a vasectomy, because I was having a C-section. They're going to tie my tube when I were in there. And he sat right up straight.
Wait, he sat up straight to the vasectomy? He heard snip, snip, and he's like, I'm awake?
Yep, he's like, okay, I'm up.
Holy heck.
That is hilarious. He just couldn't handle it. That third, he was like, I can't. I can't do it.
Maybe he couldn't handle it was a boy. Maybe because he knew what he was in for after having himself.
That is so damn funny. And also the visual of him, you said passed out, eyes open against the IV pole. Like, perfect description.
Yeah, that's right there.
Beth, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate you weighing in.
Yes, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
It's the 97.
Time, anything that moves. WOKQ.
All right. It is the moment of truth. Logan and I have been very invested in local bachelor Zach Taylor's journey to find a wedding date to his friend slash co-worker Matt's wedding. After 225 submissions, Zach has selected his winning lady. We're going to call her and tell her the good news.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Ashley?
It is.
Ashley, my name's Kira. I host the morning show on WOKQ. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So before we go any further, I just wanted to let you know that this conversation is being recorded and I need your permission to continue.
Of course.
Okay, girl. Well, without any further ado, I want to introduce you to my friend, Zach Taylor, who is on the line.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Ashley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're calling. We got your application for Matt's wedding date for Zach. Love is in the air, and I would like to formally ask you to be my date to his wedding on May 23rd.
I would love to.
Are you sure? Because you've never met him. You don't know anything about this guy. Are you sure about this?
That's okay. I bet it's going to be a great time.
Ashley, hey, Logan here. I do the morning show with Kira. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. What are you most excited or nervous about regarding going to a wedding with someone that you don't know anything about?
I'm nervous that they won't like my dance moves, but, you know.
What's about your dance moves?
Yeah.
I'm not great. I don't have a lot of rhythm, but I like to dance, so.
But she's self-aware, and we like
That makes two of us, so.
Yeah, I mean, great.
I'm sure we can come up with something.
But I am excited to meet new people and have a good time, and I love meeting new people, being outgoing. It's definitely, I don't know, wedding is the place to be, I would feel like.
Ashley, so much credit to you. Even though 200 plus people applied, I don't know how many people would actually follow through with this and go to a stranger's wedding where they quite literally don't know anyone, including their own date.
So brave.
So seriously, so brave. That it's so awesome what you're doing. This is so fun.
It is so fun. I can't wait.
So Ashley, obviously Logan and I are now really emotionally invested in this journey. So
about to be physically invested.
Physically, emotionally, all the things. So we were wondering if you would be down to call us after the wedding and give us a real raw report of how it went. What do you say?
Oh, goodness. I would need to think about it for a couple days after, probably.
I want to just make this very clear. She's more hesitant to call the radio station and tell us how a date went than she is to go on a freaking date with a stranger. With 150 strangers. She's like, I'm down for that, but calling the radio station to give a review?
She's like, probably not. I'm not going to do that.
Zach, I got to ask one tough question, right? So you had so many submissions.
Yeah.
Ashley's came in last minute.
Yeah.
You had three people that you had told us were finalists. Yeah. What about Ashley's submission threw her over the top?
Love the fact that you're a nurse. My birth mother was a nurse. My sister works in a hospital. Big respect for people that do that. You know, it's very demanding and sometimes thankless job. So that was one. I have a lot of respect for what you do. You accepted my random Instagram follower request. So I took a look at your page. You look like you like to do some fun things. So that was a check. And your charity was about saving all the dogs. And as you know, I have a brand new dog. So we are all about the dogs.
Shout out to Bella.
Shout out to Bella.
Ashley, what drew you to apply for this contest?
He's pretty handsome and he has a dog. He's a girl dad and he's blue collar. Obviously, I could tell that by the article. And I have a soft spot for blue collar, hardworking men. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me.
Love it. Yeah,
I hope this works out and you guys get married and there's stories, or I hope it's the total opposite and this goes down the tube so fast. Please don't let it be in the middle. Don't let it be in the middle, okay?
We don't want lukewarm.
One way or the other. I'm not sure we know what Ashley's eating. Is it chicken statler or is it filet mignon? Because that's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I go for filet over chicken, but I'll eat either.
All right, we'll put us in for two filets, man.
I love it.
Making decisions for her already, Zach, huh? My hero.
Wow. Man.
Good for you guys. And Ashley and Zach, definitely keep us posted.
And if it works out, Logan and I are invited to that one. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is time for a brand new episode of Second Date Update brought to you by our friends at New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Here we go.
So you went out on a date and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
Okay, we're going to welcome Patrick onto Second Date Update. Are you there, Patrick?
Yep.
So we're Kira and Logan. We host the morning show here on WOKQ.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. So we're hoping that we can help you out with Katrina. If you wouldn't mind, we have read through your submission, but if you don't mind filling us in on, you know, what's going on, the whole story.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. My, you know, my date with Katrina, it was a long time coming. We have a bunch of friends in common. We both live in Rochester, and so we went to high school together. Like, I've seen her out at bars, at friends' birthdays over the years. But we were at our friend's one-year-old birthday party the other weekend, and I started chatting with her, and she was like really cool, and I was surprised. I'd never talked to her before. You know, we were the only two single people without kids there, so, you know, we kind of naturally gravitated towards each other, and it came up that neither of us are seeing anyone at the moment. And, you know, she was saying she wanted to go out for hibachi. She hadn't been to hibachi in years, so I was like, why don't we go, you know? So yeah, we did.
Wait, that night, right after the kid's birthday party?
No. We made plans.
Like, got
it. The night after. So it was awesome, and it was fun. And, you know, we kept the momentum going. And, you know, we went on a Sunday, had a Sunday fun day. Mm. And we talked as much as we could. It was a little rowdy in hibachi. And, you know, she was getting steak and onions flung up in the air from the guy.
Right.
And she caught, like, every single one of them in her mouth, which was super hot, to be honest.
Okay. I love a girl who chugs an onion.
I was thinking you were going to say impressive, but you took it another direction.
Well, yeah, it was also impressive. It was both. You know, after that, we moved to the bar where it was less rowdy, and, you know, we talked a little more and had a nightcap. And then she made me take a shot, which I wasn't planning on doing, but I'm glad I did, because it gave me the liquid courage I needed to kiss her goodnight.
And this was all on a Sunday night?
Damn.
Yeah.
Work must have been fun that Monday morning.
It was wild. It was awesome. Her friend came to pick her up, but before she ran out, I grabbed her hand. I pulled her in really close, and we had a pretty long, like, goodnight kiss. So
okay.
I was pretty smooth, if I do say so myself.
You may say so yourself.
Patrick, communication since the date? Did you text her after, make sure she got home? Did you text her the next day, and did she respond?
Yeah, well, I texted her to make sure she got home, and she didn't text that night, but I figured maybe she just passed out or something. No, it's been really bad. It's been like 9 days.
9 days.
And she's, yeah, gone completely dark.
So she might not even be alive.
Well, let's not go there.
I'm just saying, you haven't heard from her, correct?
No, I haven't heard from her. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did, but I'd like to know.
Sorry for the morbid thought.
But she was obviously feeling you on the date. I mean, that kiss was mutual. You had consent.
It was. Yeah. It felt great. It felt really, I got butterflies, you know?
Ooh. Wow.
Cute.
Cutesy. All right. So I think we have all of our information. Do you feel like this was sufficient, Logan?
I have no questions other than Katrina's phone number.
No further questions? Okay. So what's going to happen now? We're going to play probably about two songs and try to get Katrina on the line, see what's going on. And we're hoping that we can patch you two up on a second date that we, the radio station, would be happy to pay for. And I'm sure she's not dead. I'm sure she's just been busy. We'll get you some answers there, Patrick.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
It's really our pleasure. Second Date Update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and it is time for part two of Second Date Update.
All right, we did it. We got Katrina up on the other line. Katrina, you still here?
I am here.
Okay.
Wow.
Welcome on to Second Date Update. Can you walk us through what's going on with Patrick and your date, and I guess why you're ghosting him, and he didn't even know if you were alive?
Oh, well, that's sad. I'm alive. I'm here. It's not like he did anything wrong or anything, but it like when we were on the date, we were having a great time or whatever, but it did come out that he had done something in high school that I don't know, once I heard it, I just like, I could not unhear it.
What did he do in high school? We're holding the grudge for some time.
I mean, yeah, that high school is probably not too recently. It's not something you can get past?
When this thing is sleeping with my older sister, I think probably no.
He slept with your older sister?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Way to keep it in the family, pal.
I look up to my older sister, but not that much. You know?
Yeah. Did you follow in her footsteps?
Does he know that you're the younger sister of a past companion?
Yeah, how did this even come up?
Well, you know, we went to high school, so we were talking about high school and stuff like that. And I'm really close to my sister. And on my way home from the date, I actually called her and I was like, oh my God, you'll never guess who I had a date with. And, you know, I said, Patrick from high school, oh my God. And she started laughing hysterically. And so obviously like pride her about it. And she told me that they slept together once at a house party. And I just, man, I can't get that visual out of my head.
Katrina was like, prove it. And her sister was like, there's a freckle on this. That's crazy. Here's another question. Was it a one-off? Like, was it this a one-time thing in high school?
It was a one-time thing. It was like a special thing.
It makes it a little better, maybe. Or worse. I'm not sure.
Well,
we're about to make it worse, Katrina.
We sure are.
Because Patrick is on the other line. So he heard everything that you said. He knows now that he's kissed you and kissed your sister and perhaps other parts of your sister. So we're going to bring him in, okay?
Okay.
My man. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So did you know that this was the sister of a former lover?
No, I'm just really confused. But who's your sister? What's her name?
Michelle.
I literally do not remember that name at all. Were you sure it was me?
I am positive.
How is she so sure? It might not be me.
Dude, you took her virginity. You would not forget that, okay?
Wait, did she play field hockey in high school with like red hair?
Oh my God, no. Honestly, this is just making it worse that you don't remember. Like, how big of a man were you in high school? This is crazy.
High school was like weird time, you know? Like it was really long time ago. I mean, I think it's crazy that you're going to hold something against me that supposedly happened like 10 years ago. Mm. You ever think that maybe your sister's the whole, like she's misrepresenting who she gave her virginity to? Did that ever cross your mind?
Yeah. You're not going to do that. Don't twist it around. You slept with my sister. You don't remember it. It's fine, I guess, but I think we're done here, okay?
Wow, okay. Okay, Katrina, that's pretty crazy. Whatever you want, you know, you're missing out, though. Just ask your sister.
Actually, my sister said she remembers your smelling really bad. So
whoa.
I'm
not. Okay, you just make up. All right.
I am not.
It's cool.
She said that, man. I wasn't going to bring it up, but you're going to act like that, and I'm going to just let everybody know. Hey, ladies of Rochester, Patrick has a weird smelling.
What is happening?
Okay, guys, I don't think we have any love on the line today. So I think it's best that we let you guys go your separate ways. And thank you both for your time.
Patrick, good luck climbing that family tree.
I said, what's up?
Yeah, she's engaged and wants nothing to do with you, okay? You and your weird smoke.
It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, it's a Friday. And we have a little fill in the blank for you.
A fun one.
I think it's going to be fun.
I like this. This was Kira's idea, and I really, really liked it.
I really hope that you play along, you listening right now. So this is the fill in the blank. Am I too old for blank? It was inspired by the idea of me teetering back and forth on, should I get a nose ring? I'm going to be 37 at the end of the month. God. And I used to have a nose ring. Not a ring itself, but the stud.
Stud.
Yeah. And I thought it looked cool. My mom thought otherwise, but anyways, I always wanted to do an actual ring, like go full Kesha with it. So, my fill in the blank is, am I too old for a nose ring?
Absolutely not.
Oh, Logan, I didn't know that you were going to answer, but I'm glad that's your answer.
I thought that was the point. People call in and we have to vote whether they're too old or not.
Oh, we're going to give them feedback? Okay, yeah. I like that aspect of it too.
I'm going to give you feedback. You're not too old for a nose ring. I think it's just another piercing. Now, if you get like a crazy one, what are the ones that goes in between?
Septum.
Septum's a little different. I think you might be a little...
I can't pull that off?
Nope. That's my take.
Lydia has it. Looks great.
Yep. She's 10, 12...
Oh, don't do it. Don't you do it. Okay.
What if you two were born in the 2000s?
That's true. No, that is a fact, Jack. So, am I too old for blank? Do you have one?
I do. am I too old? please just say no. Am I too old to, when I go to a restaurant and I see they have crayons and a kid's book, to say, hey, can I have that? Because I do it. Me and my wife do it every time.
Do you seriously?
Every single time. If there is a kid's book and crayons and I see them, my wife and I will each get one. That way we can race. We can play crossword puzzles and the mazes.
I see this for
and
you.
And they have discombobulated words, really easy words. It's like school. It's like, oh.
This is the same couple that goes to Water Country, just the two of them. goes to Disney World, just the two of them. No, because it's you. Because it's you and because it's Missy, no.
You're being too kind to me.
No, you're you. You're you.
Okay.
And I can totally see it so vividly. I love that you do that. Okay, so am I too old for blank? It's your turn. We'd love it if you played along. 603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who chimes in. We do have an extra pair of tickets to see Brantley Gilbert when he comes to Hampton Beach. September 11th is the date of that show. 603-749-0975. If you want to win these Brantley Gilbert tickets, he's got to play along. Be a good sport. Fill in our blank. Am I too old for blank? Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. We have a little fill-in-the-blank action. Am I too old for blank? 603-749-0975 is our number. Nicole? Okay, so am I too old for blank?
Okay, so I'm 36, and when I go out to eat, sometimes the portion sizes scare me. So am I too old to want to order a kid's meal? That way I'm not ordering too much food.
Snaps, this is a really, really good one.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
In this scenario, are we pretending that the restaurant is going to allow you to get a kid's meal?
Because sometimes they run a tight ship.
That's also another thing, because I'm always a little nervous to go in and ask them if I can get that where I am considered an adult. So I have my kids order the kids' meals, and sometimes I just share off their plates because I'm a little bit too nervous to ask them.
Mm-hmm. It stinks that we have to do that.
It does.
You know, like, I'm not 12, so I can't get a grilled cheese and fries. That's age discrimination.
Exactly. And then sometimes people just can't eat a big helping portion that they give out.
And it's huge. It's like for three meals.
So let's go back to the question. I do not think you're too old.
Mm-mm.
I think it's on the restaurants. I think the restaurants need to start, like, allowing smaller portions.
I feel like they should, too, because not everybody has the same amount of appetite in them.
Right.
Yes.
Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings, by the way. They always let us do a kid's meal after our soccer games at, like, 10 p.m. on Wednesday nights.
I've always loved B-dubs. Always.
Well, I'll have to go check them out. I didn't know they allowed that.
They do. It may only be at 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights. I'm not sure.
Give it a try and report back.
Oh, I definitely will.
Thank you for the call, Nicole. Okay, it is time to give away these Boston Calling tickets. Night one, Luke Combs will be there. Megan Maroney will be there. And perhaps you will be there, too. If you can take on Logan in a battle of pop culture wits, it is a flip it fry.
Yay!
Around here, so that we play Can't Beat Logan instead of Can't Beat Kira, if you're new around
and
here.
And I'm alive this morning.
Oh, he is alive. He's alive and well. 603-749-0975. If you want to win these Boston Calling night one tickets, give us a call right now at 603-749-0975. Good luck.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Jesse, what's up, my girl? You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me a little about yourself. Have you ever played this game before?
I never have. I listen every morning, but I've been trying to get through all week to get these tickets.
Oh, man, today may be your lucky day, Jesse.
Maybe. We'll see.
You got to kick me out of here to start.
All right. See you later, Logan.
Good day.
He's listening to you. He's leaving. The door is closing behind him. Okay, Jesse, I know you said you listen every day, so you already know this is a battle of pop culture wits. You get more right than Logan, you win. If you tie, you still have to say the phrase of shame, but you'll be skipping into the weekend with a pair of tickets to Boston Calling Night One. Does that all sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, you ready for question number one? Let's go. Who is the Muppet character who is green, has no visible nose, and lives in a trash can?
Oscar the Grouch.
Okay, we're locking that in. This one's multiple choice. Dolly Parton's Broadway musical is said to debut this summer. What is her musical called? Is it called Jolene, 9 to 5, or Dolly, an original musical?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go with 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Okay, and finally, finish the lyrics. It is Morgan Wallen, One Thing at a Time. I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone. I can give you up right now and never want you back unless I'm...
alone? I'm not sure on that one.
Alone. Alone. Okay. Jesse, I'm waving Logan back in, so he will be within earshot, so don't give anything away. But how do you feel about that round?
A little bit nervous. I think I'm good on number one, but I'm not sure on the second two.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. I appreciate the honesty. Here we go, Logan. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Who is the Muppet character who is green, has no visible nose, and lives in a trash can?
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Jesse said Oscar the Grouch. Logan said Oscar the Grouch. You both are correct.
Yes.
Good job, Jess.
Question number two. It is multiple choice. Dolly Parton's Broadway musical debuts this summer. What is her musical called? Jolene, 9 to 5, or Dolly, an original musical?
Ooh. Let's go with 9 to 5.
Jesse said 9 to 5, and Logan said 9 to 5. I feel like that's what it should be called, but it's just called Dolly, an original musical.
That's terrible.
She could have done better, right?
Way better.
I know. Yeah. I know.
She could have referenced Dolly World, the bazookas, like anything.
Something, something. All right. We got a tied ball game, boys and girls. We have a finish the lyrics question for number three. Morgan Wallen, One Thing at a Time. I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone. I can give you up right now and never want you back unless I'm...
I was going to say home, but I'll never want you back unless I'm gone.
Logan said gone. Jesse said alone. I'm surprised you didn't get it. It's half stoned.
Half stoned? Why are you surprised I didn't get it?
I don't know.
I don't do anything halfway, okay. All right?
Okay, it looks like we've a tied game, everybody. 1 point for Logan, 1 point for Jesse. Jesse, you do have to say that phrase of shame.
I'm Jesse from...
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. Would you fill in our blank today? It's a fun one, I promise. Am I too old for blank? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, it's Kira and Logan in the morning.
How you doing?
Good. What's your name? Where are you from?
Matt from Wolfboro.
Okay, Matt from Wolfboro. Fill in our blank. Am I too old for blank?
Go back to college.
To go back to college? Absolutely not. Well, are you taking online classes? Or are you trying to, like, live residentially?
Are you going to live in a dorm?
Oh, no, I'm going to do day classes, not online, but...
Absolutely not.
I'm going to live at home.
Absolutely not. And you know what? You may be, especially if you're doing day classes, you may be surrounded by 19 and 22-year-olds. But there was always, like a middle-aged person in one or two of my classes every now and then.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Matt. And also, to that point, you always hear, like... with our good stuff stories. 99-year-old finally graduates high school. It's never too late.
No. Go back to school. Come on.
Age is just a number.
Yeah.
Okay, so your turn to fill in our blank. Am I too old for blank? And just so you know, we are going to give you feedback on what you are asking. Am I too old for blank? 603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who wants to play along with this fun and flirty fill in the blank. We do have an extra pair of tickets to see Brantley Gilbert when he comes to the Hampton Beach Casino Ball. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We have a little fill-in-the-blank action, and it's fun. At least we think so. Am I too old for blank? Fill in that blank. And we'll give you feedback on whether we think you're too old for it or not. 603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who wants to play along. We do have an extra pair of tickets to see Brantley Gilbert on Hampton Beach. 603-749-0975. Am I too old for blank? Hello, Nikki. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's good, girly?
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Hi.
It's really good.
We're screaming.
So, am I... too old to go skydiving?
No. I don't even know how old you are. The answer is no. How old are you?
Oh, my God. 43.
Absolutely not too old at all.
Wait, do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have 5 of them.
What does that mean?
Well, she needs to be around for her kids.
Skydiving doesn't mean death.
I mean, it could mean death.
I would venture to say that driving causes more deaths than skydiving.
Oh, My husband said flying is even better than driving, so right. I am considering doing that.
I think you should. I think you should skydive. I think it's awesome. I think you'll regret it if you don't do it. You will not regret it if you do it. Well,
unless you die. Okay.
Yeah, there's that. There's that.
Okay, I will do it.
And do it with, how old are your kids? Do it with one of your kids.
Yeah, that would be special.
Oh, my son's going to be 21 this year, so maybe I'll get him to do it.
What a perfect birthday gift. That was, my dad took me and my sister skydiving, and the stipulation was if anybody doesn't jump, they have to buy the jump. So it was a gift, but I jumped. My sister didn't, so my sister had to pay back the $200.
Oh, snap. That would be me.
Oh. Okay, maybe I'll have my son push me, and then it'll be easier.
Just someone push me. That's what I would say. Push me. I'm not going to jump myself.
Love it.
Exactly.
Awesome. We'll call you back if you win. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Roy. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Yes.
Oh,
am I too old for a security blanket?
It's a good one. Like your blankie, like from when you were a baby type of thing?
Yes.
Do you still sleep with it?
No, I don't, but I figured that'd be a pretty good one to throw out there.
Well, okay. As a husband of someone who still sleeps with her, Silky is my wife, by the way.
Silky?
Silky, which she's had since 1994 or 5, whatever the hell
that's
it was.
That's got to smell funky.
It is too old, I think. I get it. I mean, I guess I just never had something as a baby. That I have always like needed.
Yeah.
But some people do. But yeah, I think it's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, it's right up there with sucking your thumb or having a binky at night.
I was thinking of those too, actually.
Did you say you do those too?
No, I said I was thinking of those too as well as answers.
Yeah, definitely told to be sucking thumbs.
Oh, Roy, you're funny. Thanks for the call. We have your number, so we'll call you back if you win.
All right, thank you much.
See you, pal.
Bye-bye. Okay, there's still time for you to fill in our blank. Am I too old for blank? Random caller who chimes in. We have an extra pair of tickets to see Brantley Gilbert on Hampton Beach, baby. 603-749-0975 is our number. Coming up in less than 5, our Kenny Chesney contest code. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Tracy from Brentwood just sent us a message on the 97.5 WOKQ app. It appears she missed that 820 contest code.
Oh,
she got
Trace.
A little busy. You know, she was like, you know, going from her house to the car. It was a whole thing. What would you say to Tracy?
I would say there's 1 hour and 50 minutes until the next code. Set an alarm and don't miss it.
Bazinga!
And then I would say, just play in Trace face. It is 519. Tracy, 519. Don't miss it next time. 519.
Oh, I can't believe you hit her with the Trace face. Okay, so we are doing fill in the blank. Am I too old for blank at 603-749-0975.
Hey, Trevor. Hey, Trevor.
Do you want to fill in the blank? Am I too old for blank?
Yeah, am I too old for cotton candy flavored ice cream?
Absolutely not.
Not.
No way. Nope. 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 Whatever floats your boat flavor wise, it's all good. Just because I'm eating cookie dough. A manly and adult flavor.
You think it's manly?
Doesn't mean I'm looking down upon the cotton candy people.
I'm a cake batter girl myself, even better if it has rainbow sprinkles up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it keeps me young.
Yeah, you like what you like.
My fiance makes fun of me for it.
Get her on the line. I'll handle this.
That's ageism.
Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Be good.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Ross from Salem.
Oh, what's up, Ross?
Our pal.
I've missed you.
What's going on, guys?
Living the dream, dreaming the life, you know what I mean?
So I get in my car and I hear something about Brantley Gilbert tickets. I have no idea. Am I doing, can I be Kira or what?
Oh, yes, no clue.
You have to fill in this blank and we'll answer for you. So the question is, am I too old for blank? And you fill in that blank of something that you're wondering if you're too old to do. And Kira and I will tell you if you're too old for it or not.
Oh, dude, that's so easy. Putting on socks.
What?
No word of a lie. I spent 5 days in the hospital because I threw out 4 discs in my back, literally putting on a sock.
Okay, so that answers the question. Ross, you're too old for socks.
I think you got to be done with socks. And yeah, I think you got to be done with shoes because it's the same motion.
Well, no, because I have the slip-ons.
I knew he was going to shout Skechers slip-ons out.
Perfect.
I absolutely have them on right now.
That's hilarious. Do you got the heel? What is that? What it's called? The heel when you get the tool to help you slide into your foot?
Oh, what
into
is
your
that
shoe?
Called?
Isn't it called a shoe heel?
It is called a shoe. Yeah.
Shoe heel.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got one of those yet?
No. No, not yet.
That's the line.
I haven't quite peaked.
Okay. Ross, thanks so much for the call, dude. We'll call you back if you win the tickets.
I appreciate it.
Be good, buddy.
Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. So fill in the blank. Am I too old for blank?
To go trick-or-treating?
I'm thinking maybe.
Are you under the age of 14?
No. I'm 30.
Do you have kids?
No, but I have a dog.
Holy.
I'll dress her up.
This is getting better and better by the moment. So have you gone trick-or-treating as an adult with just your dog?
Absolutely not, no. But I do answer the door for trick-or-treaters, and I would love to see more people doing it. That's all.
So you want more adults to be going door-to-door and feel liberated to do so, you know, even if they don't have a child.
Honestly, I would have, like, nips on the side. If an adult ever came by, I would totally give them, like, one if they were an alcoholic or something. Not an alcoholic, but just if they
did.
Whoa! What's happening?
What the hell?
What's going on?
I will say, I really like this idea. I like this idea because it's not just you. It's not like you just want to go trick-or-treating. You want all the adults to go.
She wants to be the change in the world.
I feel like it's time. I mean, we decorate our houses and then we get these two little kids, but like less kids are coming each year. So why not make it a little more fun?
What about if we keep like Halloween trick-or-treating? That's for the kids. Mm. Let's let them have that. But maybe, you know, either the night before or the night after, the adults can get weird with it. And then, you know, we'll have adult-friendly treats for them.
Not a bad idea. I love it.
Yeah, we'll call it Smoker Joke.
Smoker Joke?
Instead of Trick or Treat, it's Smoker Joke.
We'll workshop the name, but I like the concept. Thank you for the call, Alexis. Okay, so one of the biggest nights in country music happened last night, the ACMs. Logan and I have some hot takes, and we're going to debrief coming up next on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Okay, let's talk about it. Last night, everyone who is anyone in country music, except Morgan Wallen, showed up for the ACMs, the 60th ACMs. Why?
He was busy.
Okay, what was he doing?
He was with the GOAT. Morgan Wallen was golfing with Tom Brady.
How did that come to be?
I don't know, but I do know that that's where he was instead of at the ACMs.
Do you think that that's a reasonable excuse?
I think he's got a bone to pick with these award shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and partially for good reason. I think that he's been snubbed a few too many times. And so now at this point, he's like, well, I'm going to keep getting snubbed. Why don't I do something I actually want to do,
mm-hmm.
which is keep making 35 song giant long albums, keep having a billion people streaming me, and golfing with Tom Brady instead of going to an award show.
Yeah, the whole thing felt very on brand.
Oh yeah,
to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was like, if he's not there, he is probably golfing with Tom Brady. So our girl Reba, Auntie Reba, hosted for an 18th time. You know how we feel about her. She can do absolutely no wrong. I think that hosting this event is one of the things that she was put on this earth to do. And as far as I'm concerned, she can do it to the age of 110.
Sure, 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 sure.
That's how I feel about that. Before we get into our commentary about the winners in the main categories, I have an observation.
Okay.
That I'm curious to know if you saw this.
I have an observation too.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Love it. So Ashley Cook, she looked gorgeous. She was wearing this red little number.
Oh yeah, I saw.
Slit up to you know where.
With her dad.
Yeah, with her dad.
As a date.
As a date.
Yeah, very cute.
So wholesome. So before I read the caption that was her dad, I was like, oh, do we have a little Bill Belichick situation on our hands?
Oh, my Lord.
But then I read it, and she brought her dad as a date. So sweet. And may I just say, Silver Fox, her dad?
Oh, yeah.
Good-looking guy.
Good genes in that family.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
The jawline. Don't get me started on it.
So now my observation, going away from talking about a hunky 50-year-old or however old he is.
Yeah.
This award show needs to be moved.
Okay. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. So it's in May. We're in May, right? Yeah, we're in May. And it's very confusing because the awards are for the previous year, 2024. It's,
thank you. It is confusing.
And so it confuses me every time because people are winning who basically had good songs or good years last year. And it's just too much.
We're living in the now.
Yeah, this is 2025. We're a few months in. How many? I won't do the math on my fingers right now.
Please
we're,
don't.
We're in 2025 now. I can't be remembering 2024. I blacked that out already.
Thank you for saying that, Logan. That always confuses me so much because I have to bring myself back to, okay, well, what were these artists doing in 2024?
Right.
It feels like a long time ago.
Right.
Okay, so with that being said, let's put our, you know, 2024 hats on.
Okay.
And go through the biggest categories, the winners. I think we should start with Entertainer of the Year.
I'm okay with it being Lainey Wilson. I would have been happy if it was Morgan or Jelly.
Yeah.
But Lainey did have a baller year last year.
Yeah, I think that 2024, I said it all the time on the radio, it was the year of Lainey. Yep, it was the year of Lainey, and that felt right to me.
I'm cool with that one.
Okay, we approve. ACMs, we approve. Okay, Female Artist of the Year, how do you feel?
Good, I guess.
This it was Lainey again.
That's the thing. It's like I'm trying to tap into last year. And so, yes, I will go with Female Artist of the Year, Lainey Wilson. I approve that message.
You know who also had... Well, I'm just like, let's spread the wealth a little bit, right?
To who? Who would you have put up there?
I feel like Kelsey had an unbelievable year.
No.
Or was she on her... See, this is where it gets tricky. Nope. Was she on her Patterns tour this year?
Just not even comparable to the level of Lainey.
Okay, fair enough. Male Artist of the Year went to Chris Stapleton. How do we feel about that?
Should have been Jelly.
Should have been... That's what I thought.
I think it should have been Jelly. If anybody blew up last year, it was Jelly Roll. We talked about... the work he did with prisons and the fact that he's lost so much weight. He put out amazing songs.
And he got so famous.
Yeah.
Last year.
I thought last year was the year of Jelly. 2024 was the year of Jelly. You know, I love Chris Stapleton. I really do. And Morgan Wallen. But I thought it should have went to Jelly.
In terms of being an artist, you know, purely the music, you know, you're not going to hear an argument from me. Chris Stapleton is so, so talented. But I think for this category, it's got to be all the things. It's got to be a social media presence, a fan engagement, you know, and I think it should have gone to Jelly, too.
Can I bring up one that I'm not too thrilled about?
Please.
New Male Artist of the Year.
Okay.
Zach Top's the winner.
I saw.
And Zach Top is absolutely becoming enormous. People,
this year.
People are loved. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
This year is becoming enormous. You know who I thought should have won that.
Bailey.
Bailey Zimmerman, without a doubt. I think last year was Bailey's breakthrough year. Mm. And I think, I mean, now he's headlining Bank of New Hampshire.
He is?
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe his blackout drunk performance at Crash
hindered?
My Playa.
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps hindered him winning that award. It was not great.
Yeah, maybe. That's all I have to say. Maybe.
How do you feel? This will be our last one. How do you feel about Ella? Ella Langley winning New Female Artist of the Year.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled. Not thrilled. I like Ella Langley a lot. And she actually roped in a ton of awards last night.
Five, I think.
Yeah, I think that one should have probably went to Ashley Cook for New Female Artist of the Year.
I agree. And it's not because she is a close personal friend. She is. But she does a lot with fan engagement, a lot on social. She's putting out good music.
A Cook, right? Ashley Cook?
Ashley Cook.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, Ella Langley won, like we were just saying, a ton of awards. Like, Single of the Year, You Look Like You Love Me. Don't get me wrong. Fun, amazing, great song. But how does that beat out I Had Some Help or a bar song?
It just doesn't.
It doesn't. It's crazy to me that I Had Some Help didn't win Single of the Year or Song of the Year. It is absolutely jarring to me.
That's a Morgan snub. That's why he's golfing with Tom Brady.
They got that one wrong.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, they got that one wrong.
I would be golfing with Tom Brady and not going if I was Morgan, too, if I knew that I wasn't winning that award when I so deserved it. Was Posty there, do we know?
I don't know if he was there, but... Maybe he was golfing with Tom Brady and Morgan Wallen.
Maybe. It seems to be the place to be. All right, we're curious to know about your ACM hot takes. Please send us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app if you have one. Riley Green, Worst Way. On your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. It is time, my dear, dear friend, for compliments Double Dan's and Apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So I'm going to compliment my partner in radio crime today, Logan. He absolutely, sometimes we have a whole show and there's no, like, line of the day. You know, there's not no zinger that we're going to be talking about. But that is not the case today. This was absolutely the moment of the show, the line of the day, and it happened during Can't Beat Logan. We have a finished the lyrics question for number three. Morgan Wallen, one thing at a time. I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone. I can give you up right now and never want you back unless I'm...
I was going to say home, but never want you back unless I'm gone.
Logan said gone. Jesse said alone. I'm surprised you didn't get it. It's half stoned.
Half stoned? Why are you surprised I didn't get it?
I don't know.
I don't do anything halfway, okay. All right?
Well done. Well played, sir. You came out with that very quickly. That tickled me so. So good job. Compliments to you.
Thanks so much.
What do you have?
I'm giving a compliment today to Nikki. Our topic of the day today was fill in this blank. Am I too old for blank? And a lot of people called in with things that I did not think they were too old for. Kira, go get the nose piercing. Thanks. The septum, but just like something.
God.
Stud or a
hoop. Stipulations,
yeah,
apparently.
Whatever. People asking if they are too old to do a bunch of stuff. And it's like, no. Order something off the kids' meal. I don't care. And Nikki wondering if she was too old to go skydiving. Listen to this.
So, am I too old to go skydiving?
No. I don't even know how old you are. The answer is no.
Wait, do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have 5 of them.
What does that mean?
Well, she needs to be around for her kids.
Skydiving doesn't mean death.
I mean, it could mean death.
I would venture to say that driving causes more deaths than skydiving. Oh,
my husband said flying is even better than driving, so right. I am considering doing that.
I think you should. I think you should skydive. I think it's awesome. I think you'll regret it if you don't do it. You will not regret it if you do it. Well,
unless you die.
Okay. Yeah, there's that. There's that.
Okay, I will do it.
So compliments to Nikki for calling in. That's a really good example of am I too old? But you are not. Nikki, I didn't even catch her age. Did we catch her age?
43.
Oh, she did say that. Guess what? She could have said 53. The answer is no. Absolutely not. Not too old at all.
Is there an age where you're too old to skydive?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Like the heart?
Yep. It's not an age. It's if you got a heart condition.
Oh, that's it.
Like, yeah, if you're in awesome shape at 60, why not? Get up there.
But you're telling me that if a 95-year-old has a good heart, clean bill of health, they're going to let a 95-year-old jump out of a plane?
They, as in Skydive New England, may have some age stipulations. I'm not sure. Mm. But if a healthy 80-year-old was like, hey, I want to skydive, who the hell's saying no to him?
Maybe I'll wait till I'm 80.
Well, my guess is for you, you won't go if you're 80.
What? Why?
Because you just told the 43-year-old that she shouldn't go because you're afraid that she's going to die and leave her 5 kids here.
I did say I think she's going to die. I said she could die.
All right. On that note,
we out. Ginny Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. And don't you forget it all weekend long. Who loves you?
We do.